Welcome to Continuum, this weekly program of early music. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. here with Ty St. Julian, and we're your co-hosts today for a very special program. This is one that Ty herself picked out, the name of which is Birds, Wind, and Mask. That's spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E, and Ty will tell you all about these selections.
As far as I can tell, we have not ever played these recordings on air. The mask that we're talking about is The Mask of Oberon. That's the name of the CD, and the performers are the musicians of the globe. We also, in this first cut, have Western Wind and other English folk songs and ballads. And this is a very old recording. Naturally, it's a CD, but the recording itself is very old because the countertenor is Alfred Deller. And in that case, Desmond Dupre is guitarist and John Sothcott is the recorder player. We're going to start with the musicians of the globe under the direction of Philip Pickett. We'll hear four allemands and a trumpet fanfare, and we'll hear Western Wind, Early One Morning, and Black is the Color.
Thank you.
We just heard three songs from the CD called Western Wind, beginning with the title of the CD, Western Wind, followed by Early One Morning, and then Black is the Color. We began this segment with the Four Allemands and a trumpet fanfare from our CD called The Mask of Oberon, featuring the musicians of the globe. And our program today is three parts. It's called Birds, Wind, and Mask.
We turn to the birds now. The recording is Birds on Fire, Jewish Musicians at the Tudor Court, and the ensemble is fretwork. We're going to hear first a contemporary piece. The composer is Orlando Gauff, who was born in 1953. The piece is Birds on Fire, and immediately following by Salomone Rossi Ebreo, who lived in the period of 1630, someplace near there. The piece is a prayer, Ashkifenu. The performers again, fretwork.
Thank you.
From a CD entitled Birds on Fire, this features Jewish musicians at the Tudor Court and performed here by fretwork. That last piece was a prayer by Solomon Rossi, and we began with a contemporary piece by a composer by the name of Gough, G-O-U-G-H, and that was Birds on Fire, which happens to be the same name of the CD. And our program today is called Birds, Wind, and Mask.
We turn to the mask now, and of course, during the period of Henry VIII, there were masks, which is basically tale-telling musical incidents in which there would be some dancing, and then there would be a piece of music, and it would all tell some sort of a story. This entire next bit is going to be devoted to musicians of the globe under the direction of Philip Pickett. The mask is the mask of Oberon. We'll hear first Dulcina, followed by an Allemande. Then Buzz, quoth the blue fly, followed by Now My Cunning Lady Moon, and ending with the Satyr's Dance. The performers again, musicians of the globe under the direction of Philip Pickett.
Thank you. Not the proper.
The Satyr's Dance by Robert Johnson from this selection of pieces from The Mask of Oberon, featuring the musicians of the globe. We began with Dulcina, then followed by an Almon, and two very interesting pieces, Buzz Quoth the Blue Fly, and now My Cunning Lady Moon. And our program today is called Birds, Wind, and Mask. And we have a lot of interesting nouns today.
We do. Back to the Wind, the recording titled Western Wind and Other English Folk Songs and Ballads. The countertenor is Alfred Deller, the guitarist Desmond Dupre, and the recorder player John Suthcott. This recording was initially made on vinyl sometime in the 1940s, and Alfred Deller was probably the first countertenor to really draw lots of attention and really created a very serious place for countertenors as serious musicians. The pieces that we're going to hear are All the Pretty Little Horses, Lowland, The Sally Gardens, and Cold Blows the Wind. Again, the performer, Alfred Deller.
Hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. When you wake, you shall have all the pretty little horses, blacks and bays, dapples and greys, coach and six little horses. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleepy little baby. Six little horses. Hush-a-bye, don't you cry, go to sleepy little long way, my joy. Tree.
We heard just now four songs, and this is from Weston Wynn, featuring Alfred Della. And we heard, to begin with, All the Pretty Little Horses, Lowlands, the Sally Gardens, and ending with Cold Blows the Wind. And as Tice mentioned, some of these recordings are from vinyl recordings, if you remember when vinyl recordings were in use. This goes back way to, I think, 1949 or something like that, you said, Tice. Mm-hmm. I do have a tale to tell quickly about Alfred Della. When I was president of Friends of Music some years ago in the 60s, late 60s, Alfred Della did perform on our concert series. And very serious group of people, and he did have at least one female singer. And the reason I say one, because I remember specifically what happened to that one singer. They began singing on stage, and all of a sudden, someone looked down and pointed to something, and it was a typical New Orleans cockroach running across the stage, and the soprano absolutely went wild and screamed and ran off of the stage. So it took a few times for everyone to collect themselves together, but they finally came back and did the job.
We're back to the recording Birds on Fire. We'll hear selections from the Lumley Book parts. First, we'll hear Terza Desperada, then a Pavane, a Galliard, another Desperada. We'll hear a Pavane and Galliard of Alberti, a third Desperata, and finally we'll hear a Sinfonia, number 5.
And ending with the symphony in five parts, this being by a female composer, Leonora Duarte. And we began this final segment of six pieces from the Lumley Part Books from the CD Birds on Fire. That was Jewish Music for Viols, performed here by the Fretwork Ensemble.
And a very fine job they do. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Continuum. It's an interesting group of pieces that we've played, things that I really enjoy hearing, some of which I've never heard. And we look forward to joining you again next weekend for another hour of early music. Stay well.